Hearing is a change of zone, number 1835, HKLS LLC.
Okay. This is a change in ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth County containing 4.484 acres, more or less. The property is located in the southwest corner of Plantations Road and Cedar Grove Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 51. Staff would submit for the record, there's a site plan, an exhibit booklet. We received, I believe there are three letters in support. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District. We'd also note there's a staff analysis. Staff would like to amend that staff analysis because Monday night the Board of Adjustment granted approval for an assisted living facility directly adjacent. So the change of zone could be considered consistent with which is an assisted living facility is a little bit more of a commercial, so it could be considered consistent with those uses in the name in area. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir.
Hi, good evening, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Mrs. Cornwell, and Mr. Sharp. I'm Robert Gibbs. I'm an attorney with Morris James Wilson Hamburg and Byard here in Georgetown. I'm here tonight on behalf of the owner and applicant, which is HKLS LLC. I have three of the four members of the LLC sitting with us tonight to listen to see how well I do. And I have a hard act to follow here.
You do.
Last one.
Yeah. Good luck.
So, I also have the design professional Ring Lardner, a professional engineer with Davis Bowen and Friedel, here to answer more technical questions if the commission has them. The project is located right at the southern corner of Plantations Road, which is County Road 275, and Cedar Grove Road. That is the current. Okay. I think the tax map number's already been read, but it's 334-1251. The total acreage, as was stated, is 4.48 acres, and it's presently zoned AR1, and it's vacant. The proposed zoning classification is for a B1 district. The file has a copy of the application, which was filed on June 19th. The file should also reflect a notice to property owners within 200 feet on November 20th. This property was previously granted a conditional use for medical offices in 2009, and the county has a file on that. It resulted in Ordinance 2108, but that project did not go forward. The proposed use of the property is for general business and professional offices, as is allowed in the B1 classification. I'd note for the record that the 2008 comp plan update and future land use map shows this as an environmental sensitive developing area and mixed residential area. The 2015 State Strategies Initiative has this as a level 2 initiative investment area. And the use is entirely consistent within that. If we'll switch to the maps here in a moment, and I'll go through that in a little more detail. DelDOT previously granted a letter of no objection in the prior application in 2009, but a support facilities report was completed for this project and is in the file, and a traffic impact study was not required for the rezoning, according to DelDOT. On the environmental standpoint, the property does not contain any federal wetlands. It's not in any floodplain. No known archaeological sites or National Register listed properties on the parcels of land, and it is served by Sussex County Sewer and Tidewater Utilities for water. If we can go to Exhibit 1, Cornwell, that is you have a list of exhibits in your package, which should be it's actually the very first page in your packet. Let me just make sure. Yeah, it's just inside the front cover. I'm going to go through some of the more illustrative exhibits that are in that package. But the first one, this is an updated map of the surrounding communities. You'll note in just down there by the compass, it's labeled December 2017, and the one in your package was October. And it shows sites, excuse me. It shows the most of the plantations road from almost up to Lowe's all the way down to Route 24. And you'll see that the area is, it's surrounded, well, the level two initiative, you know, Route 1 is all level one. And then you have the band of largely residential between Route 1 and Plantations Road. And then you're seeing the Plantations Road is beginning to show some development for this type of level two economic growth. Ms. Cornwell mentioned that the special use exception was granted on the immediate property immediately to the east. That's for the senior living facility. And you'll see that this is located right at the new intersection, a vastly improved intersection at Plantations and Cedar. I'm sure you all had a chance to ride by. It's probably one of the most astounding new intersections in Sussex County. It was very well designed, and this is a corner use for it, and I think it's an ideal use for it. So the surrounding map does show a few of the more recent approvals. You've got the mixed use, the Arthritis and Holistic Center for Southern Delaware is shown just a little bit north. The Plantations Park Community Center is to the east. The Metropolitan Community Church of Rehoboth is also there, if you can put there. And there's a Sussex County Paramedic Station there now. And Plantation Square is a pending rezone, I think, to B1 as well. That's pending at this point. And of course, nearby you have Lowe's on one end and the substantial BB medical complex on 24, just at the other end of the Plantations Road. And I'm sure you've read the BB plans to do a large expansion of that property, which also I think would be served and dovetails with the smaller mixed use general business and professional offices that are proposed here. The second map, the state strategic initiative map, investment level two. Again, as I mentioned before, you've got the level one off of Route 1 and then moving in towards the west with the with this intermediate area. Again, this is a perfect use of the level two initiative under the state initiative. The Sussex County future land use map shows this as, and it's not real clear, but the down in the lower left corner, it does say the entire site is within the environmental sensitive developing area. And that's on the last map, the Sussex County zoning map. And that shows the number of different zones that are close by to one another. Again, there's a large residential area and mixed residential all around. So this is sort of in the heart of that corridor on a newly improved intersection, as I mentioned. And so again, I think it's a natural spot for the proposed B1 rezoning. Exhibit, just one second. There are numerous other maps which I am glad to answer questions on. They're there to support. They're not, I don't think, as relevant to the issues of the propriety of the B1 rezoning from AR as these maps that we've just reviewed. But just for the record, where is this? Excuse me one second. We also included the flood insurance map, several aerial photos from 1992 and compared to 2015 today. And again, we don't need to put these up unless these are all unchanged from your package. Source water protection area map and the NCRS soil survey map is also included, as well as a site map which has all the adjoining properties, which I think is the last map shown. As we said, the DLDOT service level evaluation request response did not indicate the need for a traffic impact study, but it will certainly be looked at the time of the development. And there's likely will be some cooperation with the entrances between these two new projects that are adjacent to one another. And certainly DLDOT will work very hard to make sure that their brand new intersection is appropriately served and can serve this site. The rest of the exhibits, just for the record, we've got the title deed from the Christ Church that our client purchased the property from relatively recently, which is Exhibit 4. Exhibit 5 is the full legal description as required under the statute, and Exhibit 6 is the location map that I mentioned previously. Ms. Cornwell, you said there were three letters.
Correct.
Because we know that two were just sent relatively late this afternoon, I believe. I just wanted to make sure the record had letters of approval. One, the first filed, was from the owners of or the operational partners of Plantations Partners, which was the senior living next door site, is in favor. Margaret Riley, who lives close by, is one of the owners that would be served by a local. But I think the sort of the conventional wisdom seems to be that operating some business off of Route 1 is actually going to be very helpful to the very large number of residential properties around it, which would hopefully tend to keep the need to go out on Route 1. That seems to be what our clients are hearing. And then the third letter in support was Ed Sayers, who's a local property owner, right very close to the site. So those are there for the council's consideration, commission's consideration. Mr. Lorner, do you have pearls of wisdom? His pearls are already in the in the presentation notebook, which I can't take much credit for.
Okay.
Mr. He's a pro. I'm not sure either one of us gotten past the last one, though. She did a good job. And my clients are here if there are any questions of them as the owners of the property.
Okay, Mr. Gibbs, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions. We'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
Yes, I think my concerns or my questions really pertain to accessing in and out of off of Plantations Road, because that road is getting busier, just like Route 9 and Route 1. Do you all have access to the wooded area that's to, what would that be, to the north side of your property?
Mr. Albers, for the record.
When I say access, I mean, does the same owner own that, or let me tell you where I'm going. You already know where I'm going.
Yes, sir.
Is there a way to get at least an access onto Cedar Grove for both you all and connectivity to the senior living? Because I think that pulling out of y'all and senior living and trying to make that left-hand turn any time of the year and certainly during the season is going to be hard to navigate.
And for the record, Ring Lardner, professional engineer and principal with Davis Bowen and Friedel, 1 Park Avenue, Milford, Delaware, 19963. The original conditional use application had showed access off of Cedar Grove Road. That access was actually installed by DelDOT when they did that intersection improvement, so the primary access for the site would be from Cedar Grove Road. Obviously, at the discretion of DelDOT and whatever study and site plan is determined, there could possibly be access off of Plantation Road again, but that would be more at the site plan level. Should this commission recommend a favorable recommendation and council ultimately grant the rezoning, then the site plan would start to work out those details of exactly the entrance. But the ultimate answer is yes. Our primary access would be Cedar Grove Road, and DelDOT has already provided an entrance at the Cedar Grove Road as close to the Sayers property as possible. That wooded piece you're looking at between us and cemetery is owned by the Sayers. It's not owned by this applicant.
So can you show us on here where that is? Because I see on the drawing. I see on the drawing Cedar Grove, and the part that you're asking for rezoning it doesn't touch it.
That access right there,
okay. Oh, great.
That land has already been granted to this property, and that's where that access would come from.
Okay, perfect.
That's right here on the board.
Okay.
So when they moved the realignment, it brought that into play? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Because if you realize, if you remember, Postal Lane actually bordered our property.
Right.
Yep. Or Cedar River, as you say, used to be here. When they realigned it, that's why they provided that access to us. As their primary access.
That's great. I'm willing to bet that's all the access you're going to get, my friend.
We shall see, Mr. Wheatley, we shall see. But there has been also some discussion between Plantation Partners LLC about possibly having some interconnections again, but that's all at the site plan level, not to tonight. But the question was asked, there has been some conversation discussion, again, should this go forward.
I imagine we'll get involved in that discussion.
Yeah. I have a feeling you might be involved in that, yes, sir.
Yeah, that, I mean, because that would be so y'all are open or to making that a condition.
I'd be on site plan.
I don't know if you can condition it, but that would be Mr. Sharp's.
That wouldn't be something we'd be doing tonight, Mr.
Right.
They've already have the access on one road.
I'm talking interconnectivity.
The interconnectivity. I don't see why we couldn't require.
When the site plan comes up.
We'll be all over that.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. I have a feeling you would be if we got to that level, but the optimism is there.
you like the vibrations, I understand.
I don't mean to rush Mr. Hobbs. Yeah.
No, I'm good.
He's right on course, and we'll leave him alone.
Thank you. That's all I got.
Thank you.
Mr. Wheatley, do you want to continue to weigh in?
My concern was exactly that, was the access, because if you look at where that property is, all the good work that's been done to straighten that intersection out, and then to try to stick an entrance in there on Plantation Road is going to be difficult. And I think DelDOT, in their new forward-thinking attitude, already created and gave them an entrance. Said, "Here, take it. This is your entrance." And I just suspect that was done with the idea that that's going to be the access to that property. However, you have a real opportunity with your neighbors to maybe work something else out. I would certainly encourage you to look into that. So other than that, I understand the application.
Mr. Hudson?
I have no questions. Thanks.
Mrs. Hoey-Stevenson?
It's all been covered. No questions.
And I agree. I think you can anticipate that as we move along with your neighbor and yourself, we're going to probably require internet connectivity, so you can anticipate that. Mrs. Walls, you have any
questions?
Mr. Whitehouse?
No, thank you.
Ms. Corwell?
None, thank you.
Yeah. Just add one other item.
Sure, Mr. Gibbs.
Just in closing, I just wanted to get on the record that the B1 neighborhood business districts, the purposes under Section 115.68 do dovetail with the proposed uses of the property, as we have, it states the purpose of this district is to provide primarily for retail shopping and personal service uses to be developed either as a unit or individual parcels to serve the needs of the relatively small area, primarily nearby rural, low-density and medium-density residential neighborhoods. So I just wanted to get that into the record. And a permitted use is also the offices and general business or professional offices.
So. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, just one. I think there was a reference to a cemetery, and I think I know where it is, but I was just trying to see.
It's right on the very end.
That spot part. Right there.
Okay, that's what I thought. Thank you. Any further questions?
I noticed Ms. Furtado didn't have to do an addendum at the end of her presentation, so I'm thinking you just ranked, you just dropped. You know, she got a 9.55, and you went down to about an 8.
65.
Does anyone here like to speak in favor of change in zone number 1835 HKLS LLC? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing no one rise, anyone on the commissioner staff have any additional questions? Hearing none, we're going to close the public hearing, and you're welcome to stay with us this evening or call the office in the morning to see if we make a decision. Our next item on the agenda is change of zone number 1836, Softball World LLC.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in being in George Henry Highway, Sussex County, containing 8 acres, more or less. The property is located on the south side of Lewis-George Henry Highway, Route 9, approximately 0.79 mile east of Sand Hill Road. The 911 address is 22518 Lewis Georgetown Highway. The tax map is District 135, Map 15, Parcel 82. Staff notes it's a portion of this application. Staff would submit into the record an exhibit booklet, a survey, the staff analysis, and comments from the Sussex County, from the Sussex Conservation District. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Davidson.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight representing the application Softball World LLC. It's also known as Sports at the Beach. With me tonight is Mr. Pete Townsend of Softball World LLC. Also with me is Mr. DJ Hughes, who's a professional engineer with Davis Bone & Friedel. He's here to answer any questions that may come up about traffic concerns along this stretch of U.S. Route 9 for this rezoning application. We're here tonight to, we're proposing to rezone a portion of Sports at the Beach, which is 87.52 acres of land that currently has a conditional use for a commercial baseball, softball park, and then it has some supporting recreational activities located on the 87.5 acres. We're asking for a portion of that along the frontage, which is approximately 8 acres, to be rezoned to CR1, commercial residential. Just to kind of go back to what this project was, back in 2002 is when this project started, and again, we seek a, I've been with this project from the beginning, so I have a lot of history with the project. So in 2002, we came in for a conditional use to be able to operate this as a sports facility for baseball and softball. Within the site